broadcasting live for Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for from the beautiful Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back. I'm Dana Barrett with Elizabeth Gordon here at 101 Best and Brightest Companies to Work For event.
That's right. And the room is really happening now. One of the sessions just let out, and we've got Daryl Rogers here with us with Emerald Data Networks. Daryl, how's the event been for you so far?
So far, it's been great. I'm really enjoying the networking opportunities, the opportunity to be at this wonderful facility, and I appreciate your time and offer for having me on the show. Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about Emerald Data Networks. What do you guys do? How long have you been around?
Sure. We've been around since 1988.
Wow.
We're technology consultants, so we help businesses answer two important questions. What technology should they use, and how should they use it for their specific business model?
Okay, and so do you find that people often are using the wrong thing?
Oh, that's what happens most of the time, unfortunately.
Are they underspending? Are they overspending? Is it a mix?
You know, it's not about spend. It's really about what is appropriate for how you want to do your business. Most businesses are run not in a traditional kind of generic way. Unfortunately, a lot of software and technology solutions are built for the populace, for the masses. They're not really tailored and made in a specific way to deal with, for example, a company that makes hangers versus a company that is a trucking organization. Two totally different things.
Well, and technology changes so quickly, and as a business grows, it may outgrow perhaps its existing technology. How do you help companies kind of assess where they're at and build not just a solution for today, but for where they're going to be in the future?
It's a great question. We do it through what we call the technology roadmap. So we come in and assess what technology they already have, what human resources abilities they already have, what's on site, and then we talk to them about their business goals. What is it that you want to do with your company? It's completely different goals between an organization that's in growth mode or that's in stagnation mode or it needs to cut back for some reason. And so then we match those business goals up with the technology that they have and the options that are available currently.
Do you feel like there are specific trends that or hot buttons that sort of come and go over the years? I mean, you know, right now everybody's, of course, talking about the cloud, and then that brings up whole, you know, thoughts about security of your data and all of that. Are those sort of things that come and go?
Yes, absolutely. I speak on this specific item very, very many times during the week. But what happens is we get caught up in kind of a swinging pendulum, and it swings pretty fast between security and ease of use. And those are really the trade-offs. You know, the latest thing is being able to make a little icon movement on your phone so that you can answer it or you can turn it on or enable it for security purposes. The problem is I can see if you just made a Z on your phone, but I might not be able to see if you just put in eight different digits. So it's much less secure, but it's easier to use. And that's kind of a swing that always happens.
That sounds like Homeland Security, you know, right? Like, how much freedom are we willing to give up?
It's true. It's usually a balance between ease of use for the individuals using the equipment and how much security really you feel like you need as an organization in order to make it beneficial for everybody, including your customers, but safe enough for them to use as well.
Well, and as now technology has permeated every area of the organization, it used to be only the IT department needed to have the technology at the ready. But now, like you're saying, every department is using technology, and even your end customer is using technology. So how important is that ease of use in helping people to be empowered to do their job and respond quickly to business needs?
It's hugely important. The biggest mistake that we see made is that people buy a specific technology package and they don't factor in the training and the process change. If your people aren't going to change the way they work in order to make best benefit of a new technology, then you may be spending unnecessarily. So the ability for the people to use it, whether it's easy or not, kind of depends on the situation. In some situations like banking, you have a lot of regulations. They don't expect a real easy-to-use system. They expect it to be very, very safe. But getting adoption and getting your people to change the way they work for the better, that's the key thing about technology.
And I'm glad you brought up people. Even though we weren't talking about your people, let's shift the conversation. You're here at Best and Brightest for a reason.
Yes.
So obviously you guys have a very positive philosophy on, you know, attracting and retaining the best and brightest. So tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We're very, very up front. We like to take a lot of time in order to get to know people. So we're very slow to hire. That's what I was trying to say. We do personality profiles before people come on board. We help them understand themselves and what they're looking for in a job before we make an offer. And then we talk to them about how they relate to other individuals and as they move through how they're going to grow individually. We take that same approach to their education. We actually have multiple education tracks for each individual employee every year. They get to choose something that they want to do. If it happens to coincide with something that the business wants them to do, then great. If it doesn't, then they also have a business educational plan that they engage in as well.
So in terms of nurturing talent, do you find that that's enabled you to attract the best and brightest employees by having these programs in place?
I think that it has. It's an educational process, to be sure, because when individuals come to us and they're looking at us and they're comparing us against what other things are going on in the market, we have to sit down with them and kind of show them the 13 different things that we do for an employee, and usually that's very, very different than what they've been experiencing in the past.
Now, do you have employees at all stages of their career, or most of your people more seasoned?
Actually, we have at all stages. We do higher-end, lower-level technicians and consultants. Everybody that's a part of our organization is a consultant. So at any given time, you may look at any one individual in my company and say, that is Emerald Data Networks as far as I'm concerned. Because they go out, they get to know the business, they help them architect solutions and come up with how they're going to use their technology. And it's not just computers. It's phones, it's wireless devices, it's the cloud, it's television, any kind of technology that you use for business purposes.
So how many employees do you guys have?
Currently we have 10.
So small?
Yes, we're small.
And does that affect sort of how you're able to nurture these people?
I think that it does. I mean, there are obviously pluses and minuses to being small. I think that we can have a much more personal relationship with a small group. We have been growing pretty steadily. So right now we're at a situation where we're looking at some pretty dramatic growth in the next couple of years because we have some offerings and some things that we're into related to open source code, which is very popular with the community, that's really demanding a lot of time and needs additional resources.
And are you concerned at all about being able to maintain some of these practices as you grow?
I'm constantly concerned about that. I mean, this is my baby. It's my business. You know, I put my stamp on it. I want us to be a good partner with the community, good partner with businesses, a great place for people to work. You know, I tell my prospects before they even come on board that I want you to want to work here. I want you to want to come in every day and do your job and be happy with your responsibility. So that's one of the things that we stress.
I love that philosophy. I mean, I feel like, you know, sometimes when companies get too big and bureaucratic, you lose that. Sometimes even if that's the president's philosophy, it doesn't filter down to the HR department necessarily. So, you know, I hope everybody listening who works for bigger companies can get a hold of that and you know, try to remember how important it is.
Yeah, it would be great because, I mean, we're really not competing with each other on those points. I think every company has the opportunity to do right by its employees, to provide a good environment, to give them the opportunity to grow and flourish, and to service their customers is the best way that they can.
Well, not only does it make your life better to have happy employees who are doing a good job for you and representing your company well, as you said, they go out and they're your company as far as the client's concerned. But also, you know, you retain them. They stay if they're happy.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And, you know, we work in conjunction with a lot of other companies. So normally we'll come into a project and there will be a lot of other vendors in there and we'll work with a lot of different people. So we get to see the attitudes and the outlooks a lot of times of other employees. And we're very happy that we have the environment that we do at Emerald Data.
It makes a big difference, certainly. So where can people get in touch with you, Daryl, or find out more about Emerald Data?
I am all over the place. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Our website is emeralddata.net, emerald like the stone, data.net, two D's in the middle. So you can find us there. We were recently in Forbes in March, so that was very nice.
Awesome.
Nice write-up on Best in Business Georgia. And so we've been very blessed to be recognized for a lot of the work that we're doing this year.
That's very impressive. Sounds like you're doing a lot of things right, and there's some good growth right around the corner for you.
There is. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day here at Best and Brightest to talk with us. This is Dana Barrett for Elizabeth Gordon and myself. We'll be back.